您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com， 点击 Roundtable。Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。Recent media reports have revealed that a new career named Mistress Dissuader can charge quite a high price for saving a message. What is a Mistress Dissuader and what do they do to save a marriage? 一群专门从事婚姻挽回工作的人被称作小三劝退师，有报道称他们收费不菲，以修复一桩婚姻可以收10万块钱。这些人是怎样劝退小三挽救一段婚姻的呢？ So basically what happened?
I was very interested in this term because I've never heard of it before. So Mistress Dissuader, it sounds quite mild actually. So this is actually a marriage consultant that directly targets the mistress. So not the couple who's having problems, but the third wheel and taking different measures to persuade them to leave instead of offering suggestions to help the couple to resolve their own problems to save their marriage. And when it comes to this point, the only thought I have in mind is the solution to it, a severance package. I can't think of anything else that can dissuade a determined mistress to get out of the game.
You mean pay her off?
Well,
give
you
her a payment. Or,
oh, Mark, or this is such crude language,
well,
you know.
But you guys
you
mean the same,
you
right?
You call it a severance package.
Yes, isn't it better
no,
that
but
way?
Do you mean, when you say severance package, do you mean like a one-off payment, like I suggested, pay her off, to use the American movie term? Or do you mean like some long-term thing to keep her away? Because if you pay her off once, maybe she'll come back for more, and it'll turn into a sort of blackmail situation.
Well, I think this is just completely targeting the wrong people, because I still think that it is the marriage, the couple that already
yeah.
have problems that would encounter this, and I don't really think that it is the third wheel which should be
no.
the main person of interest right here.
I think what this is, it's some shrewd people, and most of them are lawyers, who don't come much shrewder than that, and who have seen an opportunity to make some money here by doing something which has been being done for decades, centuries, you know, trying to dissuade another woman or man to get out of the relationship. And I think paying them off probably has been going on for thousands of years, or threatening them, and I don't think the lawyers, the ex-lawyers, will be doing that.
No.
So they're employing lawyers to do this, also non-professionals as well. I mean, it all seems to centre around a 32-year-old former lawyer called Law Rong, who set this up in Chengdu in Sichuan province, and since then he's recruited some other lawyer friends, and his mother's friend is involved in this too.
So basically, it's not only offering the so-called common services when it comes to marriage counseling, I think, you know, including, I don't know what marriage health consultation means, but there's, you know, all kinds of advice that they can give to this couple that's on the brink of breaking up. But and on top of that, there's this mistress or, you know, third person in a marriage kind of extra service that they're providing.
Yes, what they're doing is, and they won't do anything illegal, they won't stalk, they won't take photos secretly, and they won't make threats. But what they will do is arrange for different types of people to get in touch with the mistress and even make friends with her. And then apparently they're supposed to persuade her to go away. And they say that they've got 90% success rate is what they're looking for.
And that's why they only accept case which they think have the biggest potential to succeed. What shrewd business people,
I mean, it's just, I think it's they've made a business out of nothing, really. Just going to talk to someone and charging someone else a fortune for doing it.
Yeah, but the thing is that they're also, I think they're shrewd for eyeing this opportunity because, you know, in China, divorce rate is on the up. And I think in Sichuan, divorce rate increased fivefold within the past decade or 15 years, I think. So And also, I think nothing could have happened if there were not this very, very traditional Chinese idea that if a marriage breaks up because there was a third person, then it must be all the third person's fault for breaking up the marriage. So the third person is like a marriage terminator, and that
yeah.
person has to be stopped.
Well, I think so, but by the time there's
you think so? You agree with this value or something?
Well, no, I agree with the fact that they must be stopped. You know,
right.
I mean, if you want to save the marriage, you know, there's no place for a mistress. But by that point, though, it might be too late anyway, because you know, once there's a mistress involved, or it could be another man involved as well. Remember, it's the marriage has already been undermined, hasn't it? I think that's the. It needs to be stopped earlier than trying to get rid of the mistress. But concentrating on their business idea, they attract the mistress using another man who befriends
oh
the mistress
God.
And tries to go off with her. They do something called... Well, they make friends with the mistress to get information, first of all. And they do something called simulation performance. I think this is where they pretend to have empathy with the mistress. And then talk to her and say, yeah, but really, you know, you're breaking up this marriage and so forth. Why don't you go and find someone
yeah.
of your own?
Yeah, there was this one case, a very special case, in which the mistress already wanted to back out and even tried to commit suicide once. But this lady's mother was pressing her to get married with the already married man. And so the way they did this whole simulation thing is that they put on a show in which a girl killed herself because she was intertwined in this whole weird relationship. And after seeing that, the mother immediately realized that she should not keep pressing her daughter to go into a marriage that has no hope. So that was kind of like what they mean by show, is that they tell a story, of course a fake story, and then try to touch that mistress or their relative's heart, and so that they can back out.
So they're manipulating the
yes.
emotions of the mistress.
Exactly.
They would need people with quite strong acting skills, wouldn't they, really,
yes.
for something like this. It's very elaborate. I'm sure it's going to go horribly wrong, you know, in some way, but it's a good business opportunity.
But isn't it a little... I know that they're saying that all they're doing is legal, but is it a little bit immoral in itself?
They're lawyers, Shalvar.
Okay, they have no morals? Is that what you're saying? Well, I think
lawyers lie for a living, don't they? That's what they do.
Well,
don't they?
Well, they
I've never understood how lawyers can defend someone they know is guilty, and that's what they do. So, you know, I mean, you will. It's a discussion for another day, the morality of lawyers, I think.
Yeah, and even a guilty person has the right to have someone to defend him in court. I think that's why lawyers always...
Yeah, but I think if the lawyers find out that they really did it, how can they still then continue to defend them and let burglars, rapists and murderers out onto the streets when they know they're guilty?
Okay,
that's my point, but it's a discussion for another day, I think.
Yes, I suppose so. And here I think for this kind of business, I just wonder if it can work, because this sounds like marriage counseling in the first place, because these two people, they want to continue their marriage, and then since both people want to continue their marriage and want to make up, then why is there even the room for the third person? So shouldn't this have just naturally dissolved that extramarital affair? So I don't understand how this is working. But anyway, I think ultimately it should be the couple that should be, you know, trying to make it up. And
you think that the wife would just go at the mistress and say, look, you know, leave my husband alone, and it would be handbags at 10 paces, and whoever survived would be go off with a man into the sunset.
What?
Hollywood ending. I mean, we've been talking about acting, haven't we?
A duel. No, it should be the wife going to her husband and say, what are you doing messing with me and our marriage? And she should be fighting him, not some other person.
I cannot agree more with
you
more.
Beat him up. That's the problem here.
Yeah.
Have I said too much? Excuse me.
No, you haven't. And I want to continue upholding your point here. I think in the media even, especially in some of these Hong Kong paparazzi media reports, you hear that a rich guy who is married, have kids, goes off to mess up with another mistress, and the wife is angry and goes after the mistress and things like that. The logic of all these reporting style is that there's nothing wrong with what the man has been doing, but everything is wrong with what the mistress have been doing. So whenever an affair happens, people blame the mistress, but it's actually the perpetrator, the man, or sometimes women can, you know, be that too, that should be blamed, because he's the one or she's the one bound by marriage, by this marriage certificate, by law, to be loyal.
Well, that just shows how stupid men can be, because in that situation the man has everything to lose, the mistress has nothing to lose, and, mm-hmm. and everything to gain.
Yeah.
So, but don't you two think that it's okay for the wife to go after the mistress?
No.
Why not?
Why should the wife go after the mistress?
Because
she should find the root problem. That is that the husband's wrongdoing.
Yeah, but if it was the other, no, because I think if it was a man, say if it was a married husband and wife. And there were and you thought that your wife was seeing another man. You go and sort him out, don't you?
Really?
Are you going to punch him?
Well, I didn't say punch him. I said sort it out.
Could mean so many things.
It could, because you know maybe I had some legal training too. But
but you would leave the wife out of the picture. And not confront her when, you know, there's probably very wrong going on in the marriage.
Yeah, but the thing is, if you confront the wife about it, you're then going to make you're going to make things worse between you, aren't you? Maybe you can just disappear that other person out of the situation.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes. It sounds like someone's going to be fined in a bag.
I didn't say that.
Okay. Wow, Mark, I don't think I know you anymore. But yes, I think, I don't know what I think now. Mark, you scared me a bit.
Yeah, I think it's totally wrong to ignore the source of the crime or the sin here, right?
What do you mean? The mistress?
No! The source is that you're a significant other that has betrayed your trust and your love.
Yeah, I know, but arguing with your wife or husband about this, it won't achieve anything because they've already made the decision to have a mistress, right? Because they've got one. They've already made that decision.
I think I'm beginning to understand what Mark is talking about here. I think this is totally a man's point of view versus a woman's point of view. Because guys want to find solutions. And here, talking to your wife about it and trying to sort it out with her is not the solution, right? It will not make the whole thing go away that easily. But disappearing that third person might. Although it might involve some quite questionable approaches.
Well, I didn't say how. And I think probably, you know, maybe paying them off or something would be a good idea.
Well,
I been watching too many movies?
I think you have.
Probably made by South Korea. Yeah. Anyway, I don't think this is.
I think it's all a disaster anyway at the end, because they've already proved that the marriage has got some problems, really.
Yeah, that's the basic thing.
You know, and I don't think that. I mean, if somebody's done something once in a marriage like that, there's a good chance they'll do it again, I think, isn't there?
Yeah, so it all makes sense to confront your significant other.
But that would just lead
maybe
to disaster.
In a mild way, in a suggestive way, not just barging into the room and do crazy things, because you said yourself, Mark, a minute ago that this could happen twice. And are you going to disappear a second person? Isn't that just too much investment
it's like
for
House
you?
It's like House of Cards, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
I think, and I was watching, actually, a couple of seasons of it last weekend, so I think I did watch. I've got influenced by Kevin Spacey.
Yes. Mr. Underwood, or President Underwood.
Yes, you have to get your mind out of it immediately before you make a mistake.
But I do think, though, that if you've got the relationship with your wife, for example, is still pretty much okay, because she doesn't know, or he doesn't. Wait a minute, let's get it around the other way.
What?
She doesn't know you've got a mistress, right?
Okay, who's cheating in your example?
The couple the husband has a mistress.
Okay.
But the wife knows, but the husband doesn't know the wife knows.
She knows.
So therefore, if the wife says something to the husband, this will create friction. If the wife just goes and gets rid of the mistress somehow, then the marriage can continue. I think actually this is the plot of House of Cards, isn't it?
No.
That did happen in House of Cards.
Avoiding friction is not the way to save a marriage. Ignoring friction is a way to destroy the marriage. If you know that there is this ghastly thing going on between you, and you pretend it does not exist, and you try to solve it in another way, probably illegal too, then it's going to create more trouble for your marriage.
And let's say if, you know, this time at work, that other person just disappeared, and then a month later you find this another person
turns up, maybe, and just like in House of Cards, because they both know they're having affairs, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Spacey and his wife, they both know.
So they keep living together.
Maybe just get
open
on with
marriage.
It.
That's what
it.
They have.
Let them have mistresses and save your money and don't give it to these ex-lawyers, you know.
Oh my God.
You're looking so hard to be shocked.
Shocked. We're opening up a box of worms, and I intend to close that box.